brother, my mom, and we all drive to this place. And I say something right before we get out of the car, and my wife takes it the wrong way and gets mad, okay? And we all get out of the car. And then I was like, oh, are you upset? And she snaps at me. You're always like this. And then I get defensive, and I'm like, no, I'm not. And then we both dig in, and then we just start arguing with each other. Then my brother jumps in, and he's on her side. I'm like, get the hell out of here. Let me tell you something. And then my mom, and then I'm just like, all right, forget it. I'm not going on this trip. I'm just leaving. You guys can stay here. And I get in the car. And come to find out, my mom's car's there all of a sudden, and they're going to go on their own way. And then I'm like, man, I lost all my leverage. Got nothing on them. I can't do anything. And then I wake up. I mean, it's just unfair that they ganged up on me, isn't it? I mean, come on. I mean, I admit, maybe I got a little defensive because maybe some of what they were saying was a little bit true. But nonetheless, they shouldn't have all just ganged up on me and caused this huge conflict. So I'm dealing with that. I mean, I'm still upset with them, but I mean, I'm working on it, you know, forgive, and I won't forget, but I'll forgive. It'll take a little bit of time. It only happened just a few hours ago. And then I was happy because I woke up, and then I was like, all right, the real world, terra firma, now I got it. Now I'm here again. All right, now I have chances. Because in this dream state, like, things happen, like, really quick, like one thing right after the other. You don't have time to sit back and contemplate, oh, what should my reaction be to this? What should my reaction be to this situation? And just like all of a sudden, boom, one thing, one thing, one thing, one thing, and then there it is, and then you don't really have control. So at least now I'm like, all right, yeah, I'm back in control again. And I'll forgive them at some point. And then I, you know, was thinking, and I was driving here, and I'm looking out, and I see all the beautiful trees in the sky, and I'm just like, wow, this, I love it. The world is so awesome, so beautiful. Everything's just so amazing. And I'm so happy that I'm here, because now when I get angry at somebody, it really means something. You know, if I let somebody have it, it's in the real world. So arguments here really matter a lot. And I really, all my opinions, everything I got to do, wow, yep, no problem getting mad here because it's all good. So I'm pretty happy with myself. And I can get as much stuff as I want. Whoever has the most toys when they die wins, all that. And so I'm in a pretty good place. And I come in here, I go in there, and then Connie, first thing she says to me is, are you ready for the Great Awakening? Blows my mind again, right? How many levels are there to this dream that we have? You know? How many levels actually are there? What does actually matter and what actually doesn't? And then I started thinking, well, where would I look for the answers? I have a lot of books by a lot of really spiritual people. And then I thought of the Dalai Lama in his book, The Way to Happiness. And I'm like, okay. So I'm thinking about that book. And then I was like, man, he's missing some chapters here or something. All these great masters, they must be missing something and not letting us in on the real secret, because there is not even one chapter on there in how to control other people and get them to do what you want. And I'm like, come on. Give me something I can work with, you know? But if you look at all these masters, it's really because it has nothing to do with other people ever. It's always your own self. You know, the song, We Come to the Garden Alone, we're not going there with a bunch of people. We're going there by ourselves to be in that state of bliss, happiness, and peace. And that's where we need to be able to get to. I mean, I don't know how many people are in the world. Billions, I imagine. How many of those people, what percentage of those people want actual peace in their life and peace on earth? 99.99% probably. The majority want peace. There's no doubt about it. The majority want peace and harmony, love, kindness, all these things. But I don't know that everybody knows how to get there. And their idea of what's going to make them happy can lead to the wrong choices sometimes. I think about wrong choices that I, you know, judgmentally see other people make, and I go, oh, that's a horrible thing to do. But I think back and I think, you know, if I didn't have Maybe if one of my parents was different, maybe if one of my siblings was different, maybe if I met the wrong person and fell in with the wrong crowd, that could be my choice. That could have been my choice. So I have compassion. I mean, that's a good way to get compassion for other people, to go, wow, I could have made that same choice. I mean, how do we get to this state of a peace of mind where we can just be happy? Now, a lot of people say meditation will get you there, which it's good because, I mean, if you're just meditating on your breath, it'll take you to a place for a while where you're calm and you can maybe find that source, that oneness in that. But a lot of times it's gone as soon as you come out of that, get back into the world and start doing your thing. For me, there are better ways to meditate to help me in my life to get to the place that I need to get to. And that is actually meditating, going into it with a specific goal or a specific thought that I want to have in my mind when I meditate. So it's kind of like a guided meditation that I set up beforehand of what I'm going to be thinking about. And I was thinking, man, is that a good thing to even talk about, to do it that way? And then I was like, oh, should I bring my Melchizedek Truth Principles book today? And I opened it up, and I opened it up where it says, each night, particularly when you are lying your physical body down for its needed rest, as sleep overtakes your mortal form, drift out over the peaceful ether waves with this thought in mind. All peace is mine. I share love with everything there is in life. And that's kind of where I meditate. Every night when I go to bed, I meditate. It's easy because you're already in bed. You got nothing else going on. The TV's already off. The lights are out. Your eyes are closed. You just take 5 minutes to focus on peace, love, look at issues, look at situations in your life, try to resolve them, look at them with love and an open mind. You know, without that judgment in there. Look at the situation in a way where you have non-judgment on it and go, what's going on here? And that's what leads to the resolution of these problems. That leads to peace in your own mind and life. And if you start going, oh, I see now, this world is not really what we make it. It really is, we are all from this. If you meditate on where your soul comes from, that deepness of your soul, that breath of life that God breathed into the universe, that breathed all of us out. We're all from that source. We are all that. You know, meditate on that. Think about that. And that will show you how we are all one. You know, we're all come from the same source. Everything that's here is. And that's what we're here really to learn how to do and to grow into. That realization that, hey, we can be love. The one thing in that argument in my dream when I woke up and I was thinking about it, I mean, that's true. I did have that dream. It's like when you go on defense, you put up that shield, right? And then you just fire back, right? And it's just, then it's, they put up their shield, then it's fire back. Then it's all this madness going out, back and forth, back and forth. And by the time I tried to calm down the situation, nobody was having any of it. It was too late. Like, everything was just chaos, right? Like, even if I could get back to a spot of calmness and be like, hey, look, I made a mistake, I'm sorry. It's too late. Their minds are already so chaotic they can't accept it at that point. It just went too far, you know, until they have time to calm down about it. You know, if somebody attacks you and you have that loving, compassionate, non-attached heart to it, it absorbs it and destroys it, right? There's nothing left there. It's like a giant light that this dark force is going into, and it just dissolves. It's not there for you. Right, but you have to get your mind to that point where these things, you just see them for what they are, right? You have to go inside and find yourself there and find all of us there and see God in every single person. When you look in their eyes, see the God source in them and know that, hey, we are all part of this oneness. Together we can make this place great, you know? We can make this world awesome, and it's so simple. And I mean, I noticed the other day, I was waiting at Home Depot last night. I was hoping a truck was going to come in that I could rent because they were out. And I didn't get it. I waited for a couple hours outside. But when I'm sitting there, I'm watching, and this guy is pushing this cart. And the guy had parked his, another guy had parked his car there, and he got out, and he's like, hey, are you done? I mean, this is a symbol, right? He's like, hey, are you done with that cart? The guy's like, I sure am. And the guy's like, awesome, thanks a lot. And the other guy's like, oh, you're welcome, have a great day. And this guy's like, yeah, you have a great day too. All right, see ya. And I was just like, that simple, right? Look how easy and simple it can be. I mean, that made happiness. It made energy, positive energy, go right out into the world right then. And they don't know that I even saw it, but it affected me too, right? I'm just sitting there in a car in the parking lot, way far away from the door, but I hear everything and I see it. And it's just like, wow, that's beautiful, you know? This morning I had pulled into a CVS parking lot. This guy walks out. We both were kind of like, no expression. But we catch eyes, and then he's looking at me, and then I just smile and just go. And then he just looks at me, and he nods back and smiles. And it's just like, man, it's so easy. It's so easy to make peace, right? And if he didn't smile back, that's all right. That's not my problem. I'm not connected to him. I'm not connected to it. It's all right. I'm happy. That's all that matters, right? And so that's what the Dalai Lama says everybody wants is happiness. He said that is the goal. That is what everybody is looking for, whether they realize it or not. Right? That's what everybody's striving for, is to be happy. And people are misguided in how they think they will get this happiness. So they go out, buy a lot of things. I mean, I do that. I do that still. I don't know if I do it for happiness or if I'm just an addict, but I buy stuff all the time. I have to shop. But, you know, you look for it in the wrong places. And I think a lot of that, you know, we're just bombarded. We're bombarded constantly, constantly, constantly. And a lot of it is our own fault because we are addicted to the bombardment. I mean, I have to have the TV on. If I'm in the bed, the TV's on. Blah, 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 whatever. Cops and whatever is going on. Murder shows. You know, I mean, just it's just a constant barrage of bombardment. We have no time to be in that peaceful state, to reach it, to look at it and go, where is it that I'm trying to get to? So, you know, I think we need to just take a step back sometimes and just make a little time, if you can, work on it, think about it, at least think about it, because if you think about it, the chances are you might actually do it. You know, go, oh, when I'm home, okay, well, I'll turn off the TV for an hour, and I'll do reading, or I'll think about this for a while, then I'll go to bed, instead of watching it right till when I go to bed. Or, you know, just make a little space. Make a little space for a peaceful mind. Because that's what's going to lead when you know, the peacefulness can't come from outside of you, and you can't give peace to somebody else, that deep knowing peace that leads to your own happiness and perfection. It only can come from yourself. And so the goal is kind of, hey, let's try to get ourselves there the best way that we possibly can. Keep on working on it. And then eventually I can show other people how I did it too. And I can be kind and helpful and all these things. And then they can do it. And then they can do it. And then they can do it. Because we're all in it together. See? And then we'll all be happy. Then everything will be great. I mean, we can discard so much of the hate and anger going on in the world right now. I mean, it's really crazy and confusing. So it's good to probably get out of that for a bit. I mean, it's all opinions, you know? It's all beliefs. You know, when Pat was talking, I was thinking about beliefs that entire week before she came up here and spoke. So it just shows you how in tune she was. It's like we have these beliefs that are formed by our own experience and situations. That doesn't mean that they're necessarily correct or incorrect or truth or falsehoods. It's just something that we chose to go ahead and take in at that time and go, well, this is my point of view, so let's argue over it. Why don't we argue over it a bit? Because I don't agree with what your conclusion is. I mean, what's the point in that? It doesn't help anybody to do that. You know, a gentle, kind word helps a lot more than that. I mean, if you look at all of the great masters, every single one had the exact same message. Every single one. I mean, even from Native Americans, Melchizedek, Jesus, right? The Buddhist, all of them. We're all one. That's why Jesus said, I and the Father are one. And Ralph Waldo Trine says he used the word Father there because that is how intimate he was with the source. That is the spot he came to where he was like, wow, I see it's my Father. I'll refer to him as my Father because I came so close. I see he generated me in this way, and he generated all of us, and we're all this. You know, it's a beautiful thing. And it's really just about kind of trying to get ourselves out of the way. You know, we've kind of been set up in a way to think certain ways. And I think it's just time for that great awakening for all of us together. So I bless you. I love you all. Thank you very much.